Dirt and Sprague.
With the seventh pick in the 2026 WNBA draft and their first ever pick, the Portland Fire select Iana Martín Carrion from Spain.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Intensity is different. What's on the line is different. The rest are different. I know that it's going to get me fine, but it's a lot more aggressive. I think the games come down to possessions a lot more.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, everybody. How we doing?
What is happening?
I was reading yesterday some stuff.
Yeah.
And I randomly was like, you know what? I heard all this buzz about this event. I'm going to turn it on YouTube and watch it while I was show prepping.
Check out the little chaotic event. What was going on?
Coachella was this weekend.
Ah, it's Coachella season. Didn't Justin Bieber headline Coachella this year?
Well,
one of the people.
He made $10 million.
That's a lot of money.
I don't know if he had. I don't know how you. Who is a headliner at that event? There's never, like 80 bands, I feel like.
Never been to a music festival before.
Me either.
I don't really have any desire to ever go.
Do you remember the year? It wasn't that long ago. They were doing that event, and it ended up having like flash flood type rains.
Yes. And everybody was screwed and nobody had a way out.
People got
and,
stuck there.
Because yeah, it's like a big field, isn't
it's
it?
The it's middle of the desert.
It's the middle of nowhere.
Coachella Valley is just desert.
You're not getting out of there. If it starts flooding, you're absolutely screwed.
And I remember watching those highlights going, you know, I wanted to go to this event. I think it was the year Outkast went.
Ooh, that'd be a cool one to go to.
Because they hadn't performed in a long time together. And I'm like, oh, they're reuniting. They're going to be at Coachella. But
right.
We were a night show making minimum wage.
Like, this is not going to happen.
We were way too poor. And so I never ended up going. And like after that, I've just every year of my life, I've gotten closer to never wanting to go.
Sure.
And then that year that it flooded, I remember thinking like, yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to do this.
This is not going to happen. I want to look at what the full lineup was. I'm going to see if I can find it.
I know Justin Bieber did perform. He was paid $10 million is what I read.
Ooh, buddy,
and
man.
And people were like, it seemed like he was half asleep. And then he got on his laptop during the show and just looked up old YouTube videos of him as a kid performing. There was one video... One video of a lady.
How much does it cost to get into Coachella? What
it's
are we talking?
Stupid.
It's like stupid expensive.
I think it's stupid expensive.
I'm not playing the fun game of like how many of these people have I actually heard of.
That's a good game.
And Friends.
And Friends. How can you forget And Friends?
54 Ultra.
Love 54 Ultra.
Addison Rae.
Yeah, Addison Rae I've heard of.
Alex G.
Don't know.
Afrojack and Jimza?
I've heard of Afrojack. I can't claim any song titles, but
okay.
I've heard of them.
I can't even pronounce that one.
Yeah.
And Nima?
Yep.
Armin Van Buren and Adam Beyer.
Dude, that's a lineup.
Right?
That's a killer lineup.
Bedouin, Ben Sterling, Azeka, Bia, Big Bang, Benny. Never heard any of these people.
Yeah, so he's opening his laptop on the stage.
Okay.
He's pulling up like childhood versions of him performing.
Right.
And then I guess he's kind of singing along with it as
to
an adult.
The kid version of Justin Bieber, like a duet.
He's doing like a weird duet, but he's not always singing. He's like letting the kid and the crowd sing.
Hopefully he had premium YouTube so ads weren't playing.
So that was the funniest takeaways. People were posting social media videos. They're like, he's just watching YouTube. And one girl was like, at least he's paid for premium. I don't want to see ads.
I mean, make sure, as long as you skip the ad 5 seconds in, you're okay. But you got to be ready to go with that mouse.
Yeah.
If you're not skipping that ad, that's like next thing you know, 30 seconds to a minute went by.
Well, and then I saw, I don't want to shame anybody. Live your best life, okay?
Yeah, you do you, boo.
But I saw a clip. You know who was at Coachella?
Who was there?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That sounds about right. He dates 18-year-olds. They seem like they're into that kind of thing.
Dude, it's one thing to see like J-Lo do a surprise appearance and perform.
Right.
Man, she looks great.
She
does. She's 56 years old.
Unbelievable.
And like, I don't think it's fake. I think she just genuinely works out all day.
Believable.
Unreal. But watching him have like a bandana mask to walk around with his 23-year-old girlfriend.
To try and hide his identity so nobody sees him.
It's just... It's an odd deal. I love that dude in movies, but also he seems like an odd duck.
That's one of those you got to separate the art from the artist, because he is the
you think it's going to age poorly.
The most iconic movie star probably of our generation,
probably,
right?
Yes.
Like, he just continues to put out banger after banger after banger, and guess what? It's not going to stop.
No.
He's going to do it for another 10 years. He's elite in every single one of his movies.
His movie
awesome.
Just won best movie
yes.
of the year at the Oscars.
He is at the peak of his craft, but he only wants to date 19-year-olds, and it's really weird because he's how old is Leo now?
I think he's like 55.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And he's 53. 55. I think he's in his 50s.
He is 51 years
51,
old.
51. There you go.
51. Now, he looks good for 51. I'll give him credit for that.
Well, there are doctors
right?
in Los Angeles.
Hollywood has helped him a ton.
Yeah, I don't think he is doing what J-Lo's doing.
No. So he can pull off looking like a 35-year-old. That does not change the age gap of the people that he's dating. It's incredibly uncomfortable. Now, in his defense, like, we do this a lot. This is one of the things about, like, LeBron that I always appreciate. When you're put in the spotlight at such a young age,
mm-hmm.
Bieber's a great example of this.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not become a bit of a douchebag?
Or a weirdo.
Or just a weirdo.
There's got to be some element
this
of that,
isn't
right?
a guy who peaked in acting and, like, had his break when he was 27 and was a struggling actor in his early 20s.
Yeah, it's not George Clooney.
No,
right?
This is a guy who was in premier roles when he was, like, 9, dude.
He was in What's Eating Gilbert
yes,
Grape.
And he was so good in the movie, people thought he was,
yeah, was really,
like,
yeah.
actually had special
right.
needs coming out of it. So, like, he's been in the spotlight for 50 years,
right.
dude. So, part of me is, like, I understand why you would be weird, but I'm with you. Walking around Coachella, that should be a breaking point of, like, I'll date a 20-year-old, but if you want to do 20-year-old things in public, I'm out. I'm not doing that.
Well, were we watching Modern Family in my house, and mm-hmm. so they have the Jay and Gloria relationship.
Yes.
And I love all the subtle jokes that I just probably heard before, but I don't remember, and they're right. like...
Helps in the rewatch.
Why are they together? My friend says it's because your money. Like, there's constant reminders that he's rich and she wasn't.
Yeah. Probably a big reason.
There's an element of that, like, I think we always go, yeah. And then it kind of morphs into, it's getting weird.
Get a little weird.
Like, if Swag were to suddenly get divorced, and then now he starts popping up
yeah.
at the new hot downtown Portland spot.
He's in, like, club photos on Instagram.
Every Friday. And he's got a popped collar, and he's wearing his jacket, and his pinky's out, but his girlfriend is 19 years old every time. There's eventually a point where I go, are you
Dude,
okay?
Are you all right?
Like, I get wanting to maybe dive into the younger waters yeah. as an older man. Midlife crisis.
I get
mortality
it.
Is on the horizon.
Yes.
But
this is your last swing,
there's
dude.
A break point where we have an uncomfortable conversation about, have you always been into ladies 35 years younger than you?
It's very weird and uncomfortable. But let me also flip
jealous.
It on you.
Jealous?
Sounds like a little bit of jealousy coming out of you right now.
That's a good way to deflect. I would agree.
You wanted to date a 22-year-old, too, if you could.
I know.
Now, let me flip it on you, though. So he's 51 years old. How old do you say J-Lo is?
56.
She's 56,
dude,
so she's older
you,
than Leo.
I saw some of her performance. Unbelievable.
Now, let me flip this, though, okay?
Yeah.
You're 22 years old.
Right.
And J-Lo talks to
and
you.
And J-Lo's coming at you.
Yeah, you know, if you flip it man or woman, I get it.
See, it's one thing for the old
well,
money grubber.
Are we talking about having an escapade, or are we talking
yeah.
about having a relationship?
See, I think there's
Either
a difference
or.
Here, because J-Lo has proven through, like, 9 marriages.
Right.
She will date somebody or marry somebody her age, if not slightly older or younger.
Right.
If she dove into the younger waters, she wouldn't catch as much grief. And by the way, grief, nobody's really giving
no,
Leonardo DiCaprio
grief. No, he's not getting
grief.
That much grief, no.
I'm just asking, like...
It's uncomfortable. I get the point.
If it's just nothing but that... Like, what if he's 70 and he pulls a Belichick?
He's going to do it. You know he's going to do
Probably,
it.
Probably, yeah.
He's been dating 20... Like, he breaks up with them when they turn 23, and then he finds a new 20-year-old, and he starts all over again.
It's there's a little odd
he's
thing
He's
going to
do this
yeah,
until
no
he...
Doubt.
Al Pacino just had a kid, didn't he?
He did. He's 81. His
Mick
girlfriend
Jagger's
was like
having kids when he's like 78.
Yeah.
This is what you do when you're
right.
in that status
you're
position.
Right. You're right.
But, again, go back to... I will hang out with you. I'm just not going to do 20. There's 20-year-old things that you should not be doing when you're 51.
But what do you talk about with a 20-year-old when you're 55?
Nothing.
What is your conversation?
You have nothing in common.
Did you see The Moon Circling by Artemis 2? The moon's fake.
He's only dating the smart ones, okay? He only finds the smart 22-year-olds.
Are we talking like...
Well, isn't all of Hollywood fake? So.
Wait, wait.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Wait, are we talking about knocked up, smart, or are we talking about actually brain smart?
It could go either way, I guess, depending on the
definition.
Because
I think
definition.
With Leo, it's...
He finds the smart one.
Yeah, absolutely. She's real smart.
The
yeah.
one that made me more uncomfortable was seeing pictures at Coachella of the former Prime Minister of Canada.
Oh, Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau.
He's with Katy Perry now.
And Katy Perry walking around like they're a college couple drinking out of red Solo cups.
Talk about midlife crisis. Justin like, Trudeau, come on down.
Got kicked. I mean, I can't remember. I don't follow Canadian politics, but I
His
know
popularity
he
ran out.
He had no popularity when he left. Katy Perry seems like an absolute psycho. Like, she's got some major issues internally going on. Remember when she went up in the Amazon space shuttle?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, God, she is so insufferable. They are perfect for each other, and they're just walking around Coachella like they're 19 years old.
And nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
I think that's the cool thing about the event is I'm not saying nobody gets asked for pictures or autographs, but it feels like generally people around them don't care.
That might be honestly, like for me, if I went back to single life, a deal breaker, if it was somebody who was into music festivals and had to go.
Why? Have you, if you haven't been to one, how do you know how fun they are?
Well, I don't think Coachella's its own thing.
I get it.
But like other
if somebody
festivals.
Wanted to go to a jazz festival, that's
God.
Different from...
I think the 22-year-olds are out now.
I think
you just lost your 22-year-old market.
22-year-old girlfriend.
Now you're up into the 40-year-old swag.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you're still dipping down a little bit, but I, you know.
Yeah, even 15 years. What's that conversation?
Beep, 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 beep. I don't think 22-year-olds are into going to the Waterfront Blues Festival, although I would love to go to
exactly.
it. You know, I'm in on that. This is my point.
Some big country festival somewhere?
Sure.
I think Coachella's on a planet all its
you're
own.
You're on Molly the entire time at Coachella.
This is my point. Like, I'm not going to want to go because I'm not into being around a huge group of people and sleeping on the ground and taking EDM for six straight days.
Sure.
And so if your significant other is doing that, where would the trust level be?
Well,
if you're not there,
when does Leo,
what's going on in a music festival?
When does Leo roll over and go, she's popping Molly again?
He's probably popping it with her.
We've been here 3 days. No, dude, he's too old now.
You got to be high
eventually,
the entire time if you want to enjoy a music festival.
I get
Wolf
tired.
Of Wall Street was fake.
Yeah,
it was a movie.
Are you sure about that? Are you sure about that?
You know.
I'm not leaving.
The story is actually real and probably worse than the movie portrayed.
Yeah, probably.
I just think there's a point when you're 51, you're 52. You're hanging, you're having a good time, you're
right.
in it. By like day three of that festival, he has a rollover moment where he goes, I am too old for this. He's doing his Danny
sleep.
Glover, like, yeah. I'm too old for this ass, man. Like, he's having that
he's
moment.
He's just guzzling and sure trying to keep up.
He's drinking black coffee, black. Give me black coffee, please.
A lot of Pedialyte on top
of
it, too.
You think by day three being at Coachella... He loves at like 9:30, still being awake, by the way, her leaning over during that music going, and she's like, smile for the tech talk. And he's just like, oh, my God.
No, I'm out.
This is
I'm
not
out.
Worth it.
I'm going home. I'm jumping on my private jet, which
where's
is right
the
around the corner.
18-year-old who just graduated high school.
Even though I care about the environment, I'm gonna take my PJ and I'm gonna fly to Paris.
I mean,
no big deal here, right?
Teach their own. He's living his best life.
There's a cutoff for me. Like, if you would have asked me to go to a music festival and I was like 23, 24, you might get me to say yes. I feel like by the time
not with these bands. I knew you at 24.
No, 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 no. I'm saying like if
you weren't going with those bands.
I'm saying if the bands of like our era, like 23 years old, and the people were performing,
even then. You'd be like, James Taylor there? No, I'm out.
Well, he might have been when I was 23. That was almost 20 years ago now. He could have been doing Coachella for all I know.
You know.
I haven't heard any of these people. I don't listen to any new music. That's
sure.
one of my faults as a music lover. After you get to like 20, you should not be over the age of 26 at a music festival.
No, I'm not going to. That's crazy.
You should not be.
26?
No. Start living a real life, okay?
34 is pretty young.
No, it's not. 34 is not young.
You don't think 34 is young?
34 is not young.
I'm going to put that as a poll question. 34, old or young?
You're old. You're old. You're an adult.
Old?
You're an adult. You're old.
Wow,
34.
Dude.
He's
halfway,
already got my eulogy ready.
I know.
You're halfway to 70. All right, it's time to grow up, Peter Pan. Okay? Get to work. Take your vacations like
just
a normal
Barry
person.
Swag already. What are we doing?
Well, he's old. We're all old. Everybody's old. I called us old here. If 34 is old, then I'm old.
If you go to an event at 34,
no, 34
and it's your only event of the year.
It's too old for a music festival.
God, you are the oldest person at the fan, and yet you're not. It's crazy. We were once told... You know, Sukanik has an old soul in a meeting. And I went, have you met Dirt? And this was when he was 25. And he's like, oh, I took some Metamucil last night. Oh, I feel so good.
Went to bed at 9:15.
Like, you're 25. You're too young to be doing this.
God, I got a great night's sleep last night.
Bet
I
you
feel
did.
Fantastic.
I
was
you
out
did.
By like 9:04.
Oh, you didn't get my text about our guest.
I got it this morning at 4:30. Hey, we got the Suns play-by-play guy.
We
all
do
right.
Have the Suns play-by-play guy. just stop grinding for the show. Hey, Dirt's over there. Ah!
I got to get you Z's, baby. I need my beauty. You know why? Because I'm old. I need my beauty sleep.
All right. We got a lot to get to today. It's a busy show. Let's get it going. Let's do this. Let's start with Red Hot and Rollin' and responsible for the funniest moment of the week. And we didn't admit to it yesterday. So let's talk about that coming up next. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan. All right. I put the poll question up. Great comments during the break. Fan text lines 503-864-6326. Is 34 old or young? I can't believe we're posting that.
He said, I'm with Dirt, especially with a dude going to a music fest beyond the age of 25. Go pour some concrete or something. That's what I'm talking about, dude. Get your hands dirty. Go pull some weeds in your backyard.
Go read a book.
Go read a book, all right? Have a nice cup of coffee.
Which led me to post another poll question. Saturday market or Saturday music fest?
Dude, fresh produce to start your weekend? Are you kidding me?
I think we're establishing
homegrown strawberries in the beautiful state of Oregon. You can't start the Saturday any better than that.
It's strawberry season, man. It's 2 weeks. You got to take advantage of that window.
Unless it's football season and then your wife's like, hey, there's a great little Saturday market going on. And I'm like, no, there's not.
I would disagree with you, actually. I think that's the best time to go because
the football Saturday market?
I don't care about game day or what's the Fox one? Big
sure. It depends on when you go.
Big football face?
Big football, yeah.
What is it?
We're ruining college football by making big games happen at 9 o'clock in the morning. That show you're talking about?
Yeah. That show?
It's slowly eroding the sport. Thank you.
I don't watch those shows. Like, I'll catch them from time. If they go to Eugene, I'll watch most of it because I'm like, oh, it's a local one. But
yeah.
I don't really watch.
Yeah, but those Saturday markets don't open that early.
What time do they open?
They're not opening at 7 a.m. 10.
Right. And my team plays in Big Nooners occasionally.
Well, if your team's playing, I won't go. But if you're telling me it's like Iowa Northwestern.
How often do we get that now, though? I feel like we usually have a relatively big game early in the day.
Well, I mean, if you weren't in our bubble, did anybody really want to watch outside of the state of Oregon, Northwestern Oregon?
No.
was a terrible big game.
No. That game sucked.
Right.
Yeah. At a high school soccer field?
Yeah, that was an awful game. Right. The aesthetics were bad. Oregon didn't care about being there.
The concern this year is Ducks at Ohio State.
No doubt.
Oh, that's absolutely going to be a big news.
Why would you not pick that?
Fox has first pick.
Yeah, I don't know how the order and the rotation goes.
I don't know who gets first pick, if NBC
can
gets
we do
it
this?
Or what.
By the way,
last year there was the Ohio State-Texas game that superseded Oregon-Penn State, and that's why Oregon-Penn State got to be a night game.
Why are the networks, because Swag is the one that always informs me on a week-to-week basis at the Fan.
Yeah.
Why are the networks not having a live watch lottery they have to make the decisions?
I don't know why they don't televise this.
With the first pick this week,
we take
the Big Nooner selects Oregon-Ohio State. Like, duh, there we go. The no-brainer first pick is the first pick off the board. Where's NBC going for their 4:30 game?
Right.
If college football wants to carve in to the NFL,
it'd be great. If you had that this week.
If they did that Sunday at 4:30.
It'd be so good. Because I'd rather watch that than whatever NBC's doing with Jack Collinsworth.
13-person pregame show for NBC. If they did that at 4:30 and you had them all, I don't know how long it would take. 15 minutes per the major conference.
A 15-minute window. That's all you need.
Right. So, Big Ten, SEC, ACC, Big 12, here
That'd
you go.
That'd be great. I'd be all in on that.
There's not a lot of good non-conference games this year, but you do get Ohio State, Texas again at Texas this year.
That's right. That's what led Texas to basically come out and say, we're not playing hard non-conferences
anymore. We're canceling all these games.
Which, by the way,
Georgia's playing at UCLA. That's kind of a random one.
That's a fun one for Bulldog fans.
Yeah, go out to LA early in the season.
Tell your players, we're going to LA, do a little cruton. In the Southern California
market. You got Oklahoma
market.
At Michigan, if that does anything for you.
That does something for me.
Yeah,
this is Whittingham's first year, Underwood's second year,
Oklahoma.
And Oklahoma's got a lot of pressure with
Mateer's
Venables.
Back.
Venables. Yeah.
They were a playoff team last year.
Right. A big factor from Georgia and Texas last year, so Texas losing Ohio State game and being one game short of the playoff, and then Georgia winning conference titles in back-to-back years but not winning a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
I just read an article that it's going to lead to getting rid of the SEC title game.
Yeah, at
this
some
is
point.
Absolutely going to happen.
Well, as you expand the playoff, which will happen
they're
at
thinking
some
about
point.
Doing it without expansion. That's how disappointed they've been by having a title win or not win a game and then having teams like Texas be missing out because of a non-conference tilt.
I mean, I've argued for a while that I just think it makes more sense to have that be a play-in week. If you're good enough to be in the conference title game, you're good enough to be in a 12-team college football playoff. And so
I tend to agree.
Put the two teams in and let somebody else play their way into the college football playoff. To me, there's far more on the line, and the game is massively more interesting because you would have that situation.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with you, by the way. The 34 being old thing is driving me crazy.
You don't think 34 is old?
That's just dumb.
It is dumb. You're not even halfway to 70.
I mean, you're basically there.
No, you're not.
You're halfway to 68.
Yeah.
That's not old.
Well, 68's not old, or 34?
Wait, 68 isn't old?
No.
You're on my team. What are we doing here?
Now you lost the plot. Now he's back on. Now you're back on my
34
team.
34 is certainly not old.
34. Yeah, we are. Yes. Hey, look, we're on the team here.
But 68? You're at the same time arguing 68's not old?
Ask Brandon. We got two Brandons here. 68. Is that old or young?
You're what? What do you need?
He's 35.
He's 30. Yeah, but he's not old. He's 68 old.
He's got to say yes.
He wants to say yes, but he's in the same room
as
you.
He's locked in a room with you. You're going to whack his knuckles with a ruler if he says.
We'll see what he says on Friday.
We need to get him a microphone. Why don't we get two microphones in there for training people?
An additional swivel mic to swing around the corner.
There was a mic initially, and then it somehow disappeared.
By the way, welcome to the morning shift, Brandon, who we hired, 2, 3, 4 months ago? How long has he been here? He's been here for a while. I don't see him very often.
No.
October. Six months.
There you go. Six months.
Look at that.
So he's going to be filling in for Swag. So he's trying to learn the ins and the outs.
I just wanted to. Yeah, it's a little one. You got to adjust to get your body up this early.
Well, I was going to say this is where I was going. I think he's already doing a bang up job, and I'll tell you why I say that. It is 6:25 a.m. That dude's been banging down a Dr. Pepper since 5:50 a.m.
Yes.
Welcome to the morning shift.
I mean, just keep pounding them, buddy. That's the only way to get through it.
There's no rules. Once there's no start, judgment here.
Nope, there's no stopping, man.
We have a president visiting, and I'm wearing an Atlanta Braves hat.
Oh, I forgot about
chugging that. A power energy drink, and I'm going to be like, what? Nice to meet you,
dude. I managed to put on a quarter zip that was semi-professional.
I totally forgot we have corporate in town today.
I have a nice T-shirt on.
Uh-oh. There you go.
Yeah. I wore my nice T-shirt.
I got a blazer camo T-shirt.
Yeah, Dirt's
t-shirt
just
on.
Out here looking like a 24-year-old wearing
welcome
camo.
Out to Oregon, all right?
I just stumbled in from Coachella. I don't mind.
Took some EDM this weekend, man. It was wild.
Dude, it's actually surprising how much the Youngs love the camo. The camo is like super
camo's
into fashion.
Made a way back into fashion.
Huge. My niece wears camo pants, I think, every day. My daughter has a camo sweatshirt. My nephew wore camo shorts. He'll wear a random camo hat from time to time. The camo thing. And I'm always like, oh, getting your redneck on. And they always turn to me and go,
What?
I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I was joking.
That's where camo,
it's not, though. For them, it's fashion. Camo has been taken over.
They're taking over
they're
camo.
They're taking it over.
That's got to piss the rednecks off.
Well,
seeing the hipsters out there in camo.
I think the...
Some kid with painted fingernails drinking a Frappuccino wearing all camo. Over my dead body!
Pointing at a hunter from across the street. Us! Look at us! We're twins!
We're simpatico.
The hunter's like, the hell we are.
I have that fear of like future parenting of reacting too much to what my kids are going to wear. That's a fear that I have, and I shouldn't because I dressed like an absolute idiot when I was like,
how are you all judge?
I know. It's one of those things.
You want them to find their own style. You really do.
Yeah. What if this
they're comfortable?
Whatever they want to do, they do.
What's the style you're going to judge?
I don't know. You
had a puka shell necklace.
Well, those were
it. And you frosted tipped your hair. Look, who are you to judge anybody?
Frosted tips were cool. Swag. Frosted tips were in, buddy.
Now, here's the creepy part. You were 34 when you did it, and you were 14.
Maybe a midlife crisis. Maybe it means
it's
old.
What's going on there?
Maybe it means it's old. That's all I'm saying.
He did get mistaken for my son one day.
I did. Yes, I did.
That did happen.
Hey, Swags, this your kid? Huh? Happened. What? You talking to me? What's going on here?
I don't know who was more embarrassed, me or you.
Probably 50-50 each way. Like, what? You both did the, huh? What the hell are you talking about, man? No.
Yeah, I've learned this. I have a 14-year-old, and I'm going to have a 10-year-old. I don't look at anything... I more look at how long it takes my 14-year-old to get ready than I do, like, the outfits.
Well, and also, like, how long do phases last at that age anyways? Because they're, one can stick around for a little bit, but I feel like every 14 to 16 months as a young kid, there's almost a new thing and a new style that is in.
So you have just Teddy Ballgame.
Teddy Ballgame,
what I would say is, like, you have a unique position here where he's growing up a diehard sports fan, one, genetically, because both the families love sports, and then also you're a driving force in that, right?
Yes, we watch a lot of sports at the house.
You're going to have a lot of proud moments with fashion choice. You may not agree with hairstyle. You may not agree with him wearing eyeliner. But the fashion choice.
Paxton paints his nails.
Yeah.
My toenails right now, both feet painted.
I'll go get a pedicure.
They've been painted for 3 weeks. I don't know if it just wears off or do I need nail
remover. Did they do like a special kind of like...
No, there's no theme. It's yellow and Christmas and there's all kinds of stuff going on.
Well,
on my
eventually
feet right now.
Your toenails will grow and you keep clipping them and eventually it will grow out.
That doesn't appear to be the case. We're going on week four.
You got permanent nail polish.
Then you
got to
get
toesies.
The
I need the remover. I know, but then I get in the shower and it always throws me off. I see it. I'm like, whoa! Every time, and then I do nothing about it.
It's perfect timing for the fan foot contest.
But what I was, I might win that. What I was going to say is, Teddy Ballgame's probably going to naturally think sports apparel, like the shirt you're wearing.
Sure.
I bet if you held on to it, he would eventually wear it at like the age where it starts to fit. Like my daughter, I went thrifting with her a few months ago, and on the clearance rack, I found a medium men's crew neck Red Wing sweatshirt. It has the Red Wings logo on gray. And I grew up, I liked Red Wings when I was a kid because I was a bandwagon fan.
Yeah.
But I love the logo.
It's a good logo.
And so I hold it up. I'm like, damn it, it's way too small. And my daughter goes, what is that? I was like, oh, it's a hockey team I loved as a kid. It's the Detroit Red Wings. And I've loved their logo. It's got a hubcap at the wing. And I hang it back up. She ended up going back and buying it.
She got
it. She rocks it all the time. And I'm like, hell yeah. And she's like, it's awesome. A cool sweatshirt, Dad. Yeah. I'm like, see?
Now you can root for a team in the playoffs.
That's fashion that she's
like. Are the Red Wings in the playoffs?
No, they missed it.
No, they meant it.
They gacked.
Ah.
But that's like fashion choices where they randomly might end up liking what you like.
That's a nice little dub right there when you get them.
There are cool wins that are involved.
I know that it won't be that big of a deal. I just, you know, I hope he keeps it in check. I know that he won't. That's impossible for any 12-year-old kid.
There's going to be something super bizarre by the time he's like 14, 15.
Yeah, like how big are the pants until I say something, you know, like how wide are we to? Because I see those like wide leg pants, something like JNCO jeans are back.
JNCO jeans are back.
Like, at what point are they big enough where I'm like, hey, buddy, why don't we taper those down?
I think by the time he's of the age, it's going to go back to the super skinny jeans, and you're going to feel worse about skinny jeans.
As long as acid wash doesn't come back, you'll be okay.
Was acid wash the worst?
Probably.
Baggy pants was pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
I haven't seen acid wash come back. Now the other thing when
that's true, they never made
when I was in like fifth, sixth grade, junior high, it was the lawman painter pants that had all the pockets down the side.
I'm okay with that. It's swag. Convenient. You can put things in your pockets.
My family likes to find old photos of each other and text it. My aunt found a photo, and I was 18. This is embarrassing.
18's not young. You're making your own choices.
You are. shout out Park Rose. I was at a point at 18, and I'm in this photo with my aunt in the middle of, like, nowhere Camas, right? My shorts are almost to my ankles, and my T-shirt's almost to my wrist. And I looked at this photo, and I went, I need you to burn this.
Please, delete the evidence now.
Do you have a big wallet on a chain?
No, no. That was never the thing, but I did have a big chain. That was absolutely fake.
Yeah.
Just the biggest fake cross chain you've ever seen in your life.
Some big clothes there, buddy.
Those real diamonds? Nope, those are cubics.
Nope, not real diamonds.
Those are cubics.
Timberlands?
Can't afford those.
Those were $15 at Lloyd Center.
Timberlands is a good pull with
Timberlands,
that.
Timberlands, but you had to have laced right. Yeah, they had to be done right. Otherwise, you got clowned for your Timberlands.
It almost looks like your shorts are so long that they're pants.
We had one kid that came in, he's like, dude, check out my sweet lugs. And we're like, lugs?
Lugs.
Loser.
I think I had a pair of lugs.
And some Tims. What are you doing?
I didn't go big enough. I just got the knockoff brand lugs.
Well, I didn't get to my, you know, I'll get to it next.
Let's do it next.
The Red Hot and Rollin' and funniest thing from the weekend. We'll get to that coming up next. All right, welcome back in. It is a Tuesday, which means it's time for
Sack,
which we will get to in the final hour of the radio program. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. You can send them there. You can send them on social media. You can send them in the YouTube chat. We'll copy and paste and get to as many as we can. Yesterday, I saw the Mariners completed their four-game sweep over the Houston Astros. And while we can talk about the Red Hot and Rollin', suddenly watch out, baseball. Here come the Seattle Mariners.
Here they are.
I want to get to something that happened over the weekend that was the funniest thing. The Seattle Mariners had an unveiling of Ichiro Suzuki's statue in front of the T-Mobile Stadium.
Yeah, rightfully so. He deserves a statue.
And, yeah, absolutely. I don't know what pose I would have picked, but I think they picked the right one. And in unveiling the statue, so everybody's there. They do this big announcement. The guy jokes, let's count down from 51. I'm just kidding. Because nobody was like, what? Or,
50, 49, 48.
Everybody was legitimately worried he was going to do that.
This is going to take a while, buddy.
They pull the tarp off, and as they pull the tarp off,
ouch.
The bat, because it's the Ichiro holding the bat up stance as he is at home plate.
Yeah, he had an iconic batting stance prior to the pitch being thrown. He'd hold the bat up. Everybody remembers it.
And the bat broke.
Yeah.
And everybody had a good laugh about it. The team posted a photo because they had Ichiro bobblehead statue night. And they posted a photo and they're like, all right, we have it fixed now. And the bat was broken on their bobblehead statue as a joke. They have since fixed the statue.
Now, did they like seal it back together? How did they fix it? I saw the guy like
super glue.
Welding? Yeah, did you get a welder out there? The statue's in the ground at that point. So you got to fix it out in front of the stadium.
That's what they did. Yeah. And so they fixed it pretty quickly because it was one of the funniest, like, oh my God, I can't believe this just happened. Pulling the tarp off, the bat on the statue breaks.
I'm going to be honest with you. We talked to Schulte on Friday. He was filling in for Swag. He said, don't panic. We're going to be all right. And I understand the not panicking early in a baseball season. We have 150 games to go. But they were in a bit of a, this isn't a great start feeling going into that series against Houston. That kicks off the series. Did anybody else mind go to, oh my God, they're going to get swept now, aren't they? Like, that's the most Mariner thing of all time. One of the most iconic players in the history of your franchise. You unveil a statue and you break the statue.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, there's two rules with a statue. One.
Oh, there's two rules. Okay. What are the rules?
Don't make Dwayne Wade look like not Dwayne Wade.
Oh,
and don't break the statue upon unveiling. Like, that's all you really got to do. Other than that, it's just like, oh, okay, that's a statue. Kind of looks like him, and we all just move on. They broke one of the big cardinal rules of statues, but thankfully it did not curse them this weekend, and they swept the Astros in a 4-game set.
So here's the thing. The Dwayne Wade one is the most recent, right?
Yes.
And he actually defended the statue, even though he knows it doesn't really look like him.
I bet behind the scenes he's saying, hey, in the offseason, can we sneak a new head over onto that thing?
Well, do you remember, I forget who it is, but there was an athlete just asked about a statue, and they were like, I don't want a statue. I don't want a D. Wade thing.
Like, they just said no because they were worried you were going to screw it up.
Because of how bad it is. We use that as the example because it's the most, like, recent. I think for me, I wouldn't want one because of the Cristiano Ronaldo bust.
That was another one, yeah.
Like, that is an all-time. That guy's worked hard to have that face.
Yes.
Right? A lot of needles, a lot of operations, a lot of skin pulling. And then the bus comes out. He looks like the dumbest soccer player I've ever seen in my life. So that would worry me more than...
You can't screw up the face. The face is the most important part of the statue.
But it's got to be the hardest thing for the statue makers to make look exactly like it.
Stop making excuses. Play like a champion. This is your job. You're a statue maker. This is what you do for a living.
But when you see the Hall of Fame bus, do you ever think it looks just like the person? Because I never do.
You got to at least get in the ballpark and not have it stick out like a sore thumb. Like, it's one thing to, like, you're never going to get 100% spot on accuracy. But if you look at it and glance, you're like, oh, yeah, that looks like Peyton Manning. That's all you need to be able to do.
Do you think statue makers are worried of the AI takeover? Because you got to imagine a robot can actually make it.
How long until we 3D print one of these things?
Well, yeah, if we haven't already.
Here's your statue. Boom. Looks exactly like the guy.
Yeah.
You're getting run out of business. Right. Robots are going to replace you.
I worry about the statue makers out there.
Maybe next time we put a bat on a statue, we make sure the bat doesn't fall off when we pull a drape off of it, all right?
Well, you just think it would have been too heavy to be yanked off like that.
I have so many questions.
Is it
like a replaceable bat? Can you interchange it?
No, it's actually.
Does it pop in and pop out?
It just got too thin right down where
the barrel, the bottom of the barrel.
What are we making these things out of? What is it? Is it clay?
I don't know. Maybe they're saving money.
I think what you'll see is the 3D.
Stanton cost cutting.
The 3D printers will start doing the molds to cast whatever they're making the statue.
Right.
Bronze.
How much does somebody get to, like, build this, like, the person who designed the statue? How much do they make?
They've got to make 6 figures, right?
You think it's 6 figures to do that?
For one job? Not for one job.
I don't think for one job.
Really?
Yeah. Not
the Ichiro statue that's going to be in front of T-Mobile until the day the earth ends. You don't think that guy got 6 figures for that?
That seems like a lot
of
money.
What, are you paying $40,000?
I don't know.
Of course the bat broke. You didn't give enough money for material.
Is it an hour-by-hour thing, or is it a one-chunk payment?
I don't know.
No, it's usually a contract. I believe the term they use is your commission.
Now, hold on. Rory paid a guy to draw with pencil. His winning photo from the Masters year one.
Yes.
He got, I think, multiple 6 figures out of that deal. You're telling me a statue maker doesn't make like
multiple 6 figures for a pencil drawing?
It took 6 months.
I mean, I know. That's a lot.
But that person's...
Your poo-pooing of all art is a wild
No, I'm not poo-pooing the picture. The picture's beautiful.
Crazy to begin with.
Do you know how hard that probably was to draw
it's
the
incredible.
Patrons?
I'm not doubting the difficulty of it. 150 grand? For, how much did he really pay that much for the pencil drawing?
I think he might have gotten more than 150.
To, like, that's how much it would be worth if he sold it, or that's how much Rory paid
artist,
him to draw?
Yes, it took him 6 months to draw it.
I know. So this guy's making $1 million a year with 6 months jobs?
I don't know.
That's a lot of money.
If you're an artist that you've established a reputation.
Yes. It's an artist who legitimately did it with pencil.
Well, I know that it is. I'm asking how much he paid to have it commissioned. Was it really hundreds of thousands of dollars?
I think it was a couple hundred grand.
And maybe you're right on the statues if that's how much it costs. I'm in the wrong line of
work.
Well,
there's the cost of the materials for the statue, and then there's what
the artist
makes.
Paying to build a statue, that's totally different. Right. I'm asking how, because they're not, that money's not going to the person designing the statue.
Can we not overlook the fact that you just nonchalantly said, I'm in the wrong line of business, as if you can draw or make a statue?
It's easy to do, dude. You just sit down, draw on a book every day. You'll figure it out. Get your drawings down,
okay,
all right?
Sure. I can't wait to see the stick figure statue.
I want you to draw something. Draw anything.
There we go.
And if you come in with a hand turkey, I'm going to be super upset.
Dude, hand turkeys are not easy to do. Those are not easy to pull off. I'm trying to find out how much he paid.
I'm pretty sure I read that the guy got like 200 grand for that.
That's a lot of money, dude.
That's a
lot
of
money.
Drawing.
It's a great drawing.
I don't think you think it's a great drawing.
That's just a lot of money.
Well, yeah.
For a pencil drawing.
6 months of work.
By the way, at the end of it, too, it just looks like exactly like the picture.
You don't think that's cool?
I mean, when you look at it from afar, you can't tell the difference, which is impressive. Well, also, you paid a lot of money for a picture that looks exactly the same. It's the same thing. If I put those next to each other on the window in front of Swag, you would not be able to tell me the difference between the two.
But that's the...
That's the point. I know. But if you spent hundreds of thousands of dollars for an artistic piece, wouldn't you want it to be able to tell it's an artistic piece? Do a watercolor, Rory. You can't make that look as specific. Change it up a little bit. Use Sharpies next
time. Yeah, 34 is old.
That's what I'm saying. 34 is old, all right?
Use a watercolor, Rory?
Change it up, Rory. All right?
I... All right, art takes. Dirt's art takes.
I'll always have art takes.
Always the best.
This has been
quite
the first hour of the show.
Yeah, it has. It has.
It doesn't say anywhere how much he paid for it. I can't find the information.
I thought I had seen that he paid a couple hundred grand for that.
Yeah.
6 months of work.
It's a lot of work, dude. That takes a long time.
$35,000.
Takes a long time to do.
All right, coming up next, the biggest buzzkill, and it happened locally. We'll get to that on 105.1 The Fan. I looked up the artist, by the way, who you're going to apologize to at some point in our careers. And he drew a same thing with Michael Jordan's final shot.
That's how we got famous. Yeah. It was on Reddit, and that's how they saw it.
And he sells it for $75. So you can buy that rendition for $75. Now, it's going to be a copy, obviously.
Sure.
Going to draw a fresh one for you. But
yeah, it doesn't say, it's not disclosed how much he actually paid for it, but I did read that he donated it, Rory did, to Augusta National.
So that's cool.
They had a commission, and then he donated it, so now it hangs somewhere in Augusta National.
So yesterday we lied to you on the show. We didn't mean to. I said the draft for the WNBA was 5. Swag came in, said 4:30. We're both wrong. The thing started like right at 4:05. I turned it on. I missed the first pick.
I missed all because
like,
I was
what?
Waiting until because I figured Portland's drafting 7, starts at 4:30, probably won't start officially at 4:30. I turned
it
on at
all.
Like 4:45, and yeah. I'm like, wait a minute, who did we take?
Yeah,
there's a Johnson on there, and we didn't get him.
So the wife and I and the kids, like, we're all pretty excited to have the WNBA here. We've gotten into basketball as a family, and so I turned the draft on. The wife had gotten home from work, and I'm going through the mocks, and the mock yesterday said Raven Johnson. Right. I was hoping for Flage Johnson, right? And then Portland steps up to the podium, and the commissioner says this name.
Iana Martine Carrion.
And I do a confused face. The wife goes, who?
Who the hell is that?
And I go, no clue. Didn't see her on the mock at all. At all.
Did we pull a Young Hansen?
And then Ryan Rucco, after the announcement, goes, you know, you got to wonder if she's going to stay for one more year. Come over right away. And I'm like, we might have a drafting stash.
We've already got our first Sabonis.
And my very first thought was, I hope this is our Sabonis and not our Young Hansen.
Yeah.
And they posted the video of the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So they had like the Moda Center. They had like a pretty big chunk of it filled for fans.
Yeah, there was a watch party over there for the draft. Some people were there covering it. I saw that.
They did a video, like, reaction of the announcement of the pick?
I can't imagine it was overwhelming, because if you haven't heard of this name, I'd imagine a lot of people haven't heard of this name.
It was a lot of this.
It's about how I felt on Blazer draft night when they took Young Hansen, and my reaction was, excuse me, who?
And then they panned him to the Jumbotron, and they cut the video, and all the comments were like, why did you post this? Nobody knows who this player is.
I mean, you have to, because it's your first ever draft pick in franchise history.
Do you know if that's the reaction from the crowd?
That's history. We'll always remember the first pick in Fire history.
Ayanna Martin Carrion.
Carrion.
Who is 19 years old, and the GM, look, I'll say this about the GM. They went European with the GM and the coach hire.
Heavy European model.
Sarama's a really good coaching name. He's 30 years old. He's kind of a, he's got a book out. Like, he's really well-respected. Worked for the Cavs this year. I'm not shocked they're going to go the direction of us not knowing any of the players they picked, because that's largely who they've watched and scouted in their off seasons or their last jobs.
Right.
It's just the thought of, it's your first pick.
Yeah.
And you don't have to pick somebody on just this. You need to pick the player you think is going to be best here. So I will give them the benefit. I also understand the other side of the argument of,
let's sell some tickets.
We had some pretty big names from the college ranks that are pretty good players
that people have heard of and
know
about.
That would have gotten more buzz, more excitement, and they chose to not do that.
I'm just glad that you guys didn't know the name either, because I opened up the ESPN app after I realized their pick had already happened and thought, okay, now I got to go see who they picked, and I had never read that name or seen that name before. And look, maybe it works out from 4 years from now. We're like, haha, we got the MVP of the league.
She looks
carrying
exciting. I saw her
Spanish
highlights.
Team, like, she's, and that's what they're saying. If she's carrying a Spanish team at age 19, imagine what she can do in the WNBA. I understand all of that. I also think you're in a marketing business and you're trying to get ticket dollars and get people involved and buying jerseys and all of that.
So
and
she's
difficult to get fired up for the season.
The problem I have is not like picking a player I don't know. It's the draft and stash part. And she, I guess, had a stomach virus, and so she wasn't feeling good. She just played her season.
Is there an age thing there? Is that, or could she come over if she wanted to now?
Yeah, so the GM said it was her choice, and she said, I'm really exhausted. I won't be able to give you everything I got. And so she's going to wait. She's 5'8". She was the MVP in 2023 of the FIBA Under-19 World Cup team.
I mean, that's good.
And by the way, she was on the Valkyrie mock draft that I saw. I just didn't see the last name Carrion, but
so
I saw
right
Ayanna
after
Martin.
Us, so we just took her a couple of picks ahead, because we're
maybe
the Valkyrie
one
right
pick ahead of the mock.
We're right behind us, I thought.
So she was like, and the GM was worried she was going to get picked before 7.
Yeah, so she grabbed, I mean, I get it. It just, when you do the idea of not playing in year one, that kind of sucks. It's like a baseball draft.
It's
pick.
A very big, you're are like, we tanking?
Well, of course, I mean, yeah.
Are we going to go for that? We're trying for the Juju Watkins sweepstakes, right?
I mean, they should. That would be also the quickest way to turn this thing into a winner.
But like, if you have Juju Watkins, what position does Juju Watkins play?
Point guard, I believe.
Juju Watkins plays whatever position.
Juju Watkins. Are they doing the Blazer thing immediately? Let's build around multiple point guards.
Well, Juju is bigger than 5'8".
Yeah,
I think she's like 6'1".
Juju's like 6'2". Yeah,
so she could, you could have a little combo guard situation.
I'm
there
not
if
mad
you need
at
to.
The idea of it. Yeah. I mean,
that's the quickest way to turn this thing into relevance is by landing a player of that caliber, and that would sell a lot of tickets and get people excited.
It's just a really
it's a bit of a dud to not have the rookie come over right away and play the first pick in your. I know it's not technically the first because it exists before, but let's just say in the new era, to have your first pick not come over and play right away is a bit of a bummer, but in the long run maybe it works out for him.
So their picks yesterday were her, and then in the second round they went and got Frida Buhner.
I like that name.
Frida Buhner.
She German?
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. And so she's, I think she can play right away.
So she's coming over immediately.
And then they drafted somebody else, but then they ended up making a trade for Sarah Williams, who played at UConn.
Okay, we got a UConn Husky on our team.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good place
to
start.
So we at least got that going for us.
That's nice. That's a nice outcome of the draft,
at least. But the first draft, and it's the name, and everyone's like, who?
Yeah, the timing of it was just a little weird.
Like, you get that in the NBA, though, too.
Yeah, oh, all the time.
I remember Serge Ibaka. I remember when Giannis got drafted. Everyone's like, how the hell do you say that name?
I mean, we literally just did this. With the 16th overall pick.
Yeah.
And we stashed him in the G League.
Yeah, he wasn't mocked to the first round, though. At least this
hit him right in front of your eyes.
Yeah. He was right there the whole time.
Right there the whole time.
He's been playing at the Child Center all year.
Let's talk about that team that's not led by that player. The Trailblazers are in a play-in game. We'll get to coming up with a lead up the second hour. We'll get to that. Hour number two is loaded. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan.